This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan. Got a big series coming up this weekend. Detroit Tigers are in town, the big bad boys of baseball right now, the number one team in baseball. Coming to Kansas City this weekend, we now go to Jesse Rogers, who covers MLB and the White Sox and Cubs on ESPN.com. Jesse, what do you think about this series against the Royals and the Tigers this weekend for three?
Well, you better hope, if you're a Royals fan, that Skubal is a little spent after his complete game last time out, because he is really good. That's, of course, when you're going to face the Tigers, the first thing you look at is Skubal going to be pitching. So maybe he's shortened up a little bit, although he didn't throw that much in a complete game last time. So that's the first thing I think of. And the other thing I think of when I see Kansas City play is, can they hit a couple home runs to win a series, or is it all on their pitching staff? We know Detroit can pitch. Detroit can pitch, not just Skubal. So can Kansas City hit a few balls over the wall? Can they do a little bit of damage? I know it's harder there at home than on the road, but Kansas City has to find some power if they're going to do anything in the AL Central this year.
All right, let's talk about that from a global baseball perspective too, Jesse, because you covered, obviously, the game for a while. It just seems to me that baseball, from an offensive standpoint, is completely down everywhere in baseball this year, not just here in Kansas City.
Well, it is and it isn't. I'm based in Chicago. I'm seeing the Chicago Cubs and the best offense in baseball that do work. And, you know, if you watch the Yankees or Dodgers, there's plenty of offense. So it just depends on where you're looking. But yes, overall, they're always trying to get more offense into the game. And there are spurts, there are moments where there is. I don't know what the league average is these days, but I feel like it's probably a little bit better than it's been. But that's still a depressed part of baseball overall. It does feel like, though, in some ways, going back to what I said about the Cubs, Dodgers, and Yankees, a lot of the great offensive players are kind of concentrated on some of the bigger market teams. I'm sure you guys have talked about that. So I think in certain markets, and certainly Kansas City is one of them, I mean, you have your one big star, Bobby Witt, right? There's a lot of these markets that have the one big star, but they don't have enough to go with it. So, I think the offense is kind of concentrated in the big markets because that's where you pay money. Where you can get around it is now that the rules have changed, speed doesn't cost, right? So Milwaukee, for example, perennially has a really fast team. They at least steal bases and, you know, steal some runs, so to speak, that way. So that's still one way to sort of build an offense that is still kind of on the cheap side. I know Kansas City is mid-pack and stolen bases, for example. It's not just pure steals. It's just the ability to get around the bags where you can steal a few runs that way. But, yeah, the offensive slug is kind of concentrated on the big markets.
Jesse, I want to bring this up because Saturday you will have that matchup. Tarik Skubal will go against Michael Wacha, but it's more so, is Tarik Skubal versus Bobby Witt Jr. must-see TV?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I know, like we're talking about with these other guys, but, you know, Witt's power hasn't been there as much. Again, not the easiest place at home to hit home runs, but Bobby Witt is a true superstar, one of the best in the game. I feel like if he had another superstar or two around him, it would certainly help. I don't feel that. I know that. You can see what Aaron Judge does to the Yankees in Chicago here, what Kyle Tucker has done to the Cubs. I mean, you need a little bit of help around you. I'm sure Bobby Witt is helping the guys around him. He needs a little help. He needs a little protection. But in general, when Bobby Witt's at the plate, I watch. I don't get up from my couch. So Skubal versus Witt is certainly must-watch TV. I love everything about Bobby Witt's game. I think he's only getting better. But I think he needs a little help around him. Batman needs a Robin, and I don't, you know, Bobby Witt can't do it all on his own.
Yeah, there's no question he needs some help. And so let's get in some trade possibilities then, Jesse Rogers of ESPN. Like, where can the Royals start to look? Are teams going to start to wave the white flag and admit they suck at this point of the year? Are we still a little bit away from that? Like, where do we stand on the trade, and who are some possible bats that the Royals could target in the trade situation?
Yeah, so I would say that there's three or four sellers right now, right? The White Sox, the Rockies, the Marlins, and the Orioles. I do think somebody is going to jump the market. We're not even at June yet. We're a day away. So I think it's still a little bit early. But I do think that it's going to be a seller's market, that there's not going to be as many players available. The third wild card is now taking effect. I think owners see that, you know, especially in the American League this year, 85 wins might get you in, and it pays to hold on to your players and go on a run. I mean, Kansas City could be right there. It's one run. You know, we saw what happened last year at the end of the year. A bunch of teams in the AL Central were able to get in. So I do think it's going to be a seller's market, and that means not a lot of great players available. Baltimore – yeah, I keep being asked, would they rip up the heart of their team? I don't think so. I think we're looking at pending free agents only in Baltimore. I mean, I don't think Gunnar Henderson's going anywhere. I don't think, Adley Rutschman is going anywhere. So you got to look at the pending free agents on teams like that. So there could be, there's a couple hitters that would be available from Baltimore, but they're not like the main guys there. And obviously a lot of the Osorio hitters aren't hitting well. So you have to remember that the teams that are out of the race for a reason. So the pickings might be slim. I know I feel that way a lot on June 1st, and then things change by the end of July. There's always a couple teams that are feeling like, okay, we're really not in it. But this is the one year I think that could be different, where it really is a seller's market. I mean, is there really anybody on the Marlins that you're interested in that would be available? I'm not sure that there are. So long story short, I don't think there's going to be that many good hitters available. But the good news is most of the time teams are looking for pitching. The contenders are looking for pitching. There's not a lot of teams, contending teams, that have that many holes on offense like Kansas City might. And there's not that many contending teams that have as good a starting staff as Kansas City. So while everybody's zigging for starting pitching, you guys could zag and look for that one or two hitters that might be available. So that's kind of my bird's eye view here on May 30th.
Jesse Rogers of ESPN.com. Let me ask you this. I'll say one name, and I'll let you have the floor. Jack Caglione.
Whew. I'll tell you one thing. Again, I'm based in Chicago. I was at the draft last year. I was not hoping, but I was thinking the White Sox should have taken him. Now, they were back-to-back picks, if I'm not mistaken, right? Mm. Caglione and Hagen Smith, I think they were back-to-back, because I was like, when the White Sox passed on him, I made a note of it. So I like this kid. I like him a lot. I understand, and I know my colleague Jeff Passan wrote about it recently, I understand waiting a little bit longer. I do. But if Cam Smith can make the Astros out of camp, I think Caglione can get up here in due time. There's a lot of time. Like, May is early for anybody. But by June, mid-June, July 1st, if he's still doing what he's doing, I think it's time. A solid 3 months in the minors, okay, fine. Maybe 2.5. I get why maybe not May 1st or May 15th or even May 30th. But, yes, I think you got to – for a team that is dead last in home runs, has only hit 8 at home all season – I think you got to let this guy off the leash and see what he can do. So absolutely, yes, I get waiting, but there's got to be a moment where, okay, it's time. He's ready. I know you don't want to do the up and down thing, but many guys come up. And look, after a month or two, he looks over match, you set him down once. I think you give him that shot. And if he fails, fine. One fail. You just don't want to go up and down, because that messes with the guy's head. But he hasn't had that first chance yet. So I think it should be coming. I have no inside information if it is.
When you look at a guy like Caglione and see what he's doing in the minor leagues, how do you anticipate that translating to the big league level? How do you foreshadow, I guess, or project when you watch a minor league prospect like that into the big leagues?
Well, I think the power absolutely does. Now, I haven't looked at his strikeout to walk ratio. That's a decent indication of what he's doing in the minors. If that is in order, then that's a really good sign to bring him up. And I'm actually punching up his numbers right now to look at what he has. What is he? 37 strikeouts, 19 walks. That's a decent ratio for a slugger. That tells me that he's kind of got the strike zone in order. Look, young guys are never going to have more walks than strikeouts unless that's all they do in their game. The guy's got power. Power hitters are going to whiff. I like that strikeout to walk ratio. I haven't certainly watched enough of him, and that was the double A numbers. I know the triple A's shorter time span. I haven't watched enough of him to use my eyes and say, oh, he's ready. This will translate fine. But the power will. I've talked to enough scouts. Like I said, I was at the draft. I was doing my due diligence there, and I loved everything about him coming out. So he has not disappointed. It's just, again, 9 games at Triple A. So I think it's going to happen, just a little bit more time. I know everybody wants to fast-forward this thing. You can't fast-forward things. You got to trust the hierarchy that, look, they know they need power. The Royals front office knows they need power, so you got to trust it. Now, if we get into late July and August and this team is struggling, he's bashing it down, mashing it down there, well, then you start to question why he's not up. But I would think he's going to be up in short order, meaning within a month.
Yeah, so last one here for you, Jesse. We appreciate you joining the show. Jesse Rogers, VSPN.com. Who's the biggest name that could get the biggest return out of the Royals pitching staff?
If they decide to move one of those guys, yeah. I mean, that would be an interesting move to trade from your strength and one that could get you. I mean, one of the young guys, I mean, obviously Cameron's off to a great start. Who else is, who am I thinking
Bubich.
Of? Yeah, Bubich. That's the name. Cause they're not going to trade Lugo or Waka or whatever. Bubich or Cameron, if they really wanted to. Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something I was thinking trading from your starting staff, a major league for major league trade. You don't see that very often. You all of a sudden you do that. You trade Bubich, and then there's an injury on the staff, and you go from a strength to a weakness. I mean, I think if starting pitching is your strength, you don't turn away from it. I really wouldn't. I wouldn't do that. I would, you know, if you want to unload the farm system, fine. But I guess Bubich. But I'm not.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Positive, you know, which one necessarily gets you the most? Because I don't think it's something that the Royals should do.
No doubt about it. Jesse, we appreciate the time. Thank you for doing what you do, and keep up the good work and enjoy the weekend.
You got it, guys. Be well. Take care.
You bet.
Thanks, Jesse. That's some interesting stuff at the end. That really opened my eyes a little bit. Like, that's an.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.